This is going to be so awesome. We're finally getting out of the dorms and into an apartment. We don't have to be stuck with roommates we don't really like or stupid rules. They wouldn't let us room together in the dorms just because I'm a girl and you're a boy. They didn't care that we were best friends. If I would have been thinking ahead of time, I would have just pretended to be a boy from the start so they could brace us together. I'm such a tomboy I can fool most people if I want. Well, if I cover up my chest a little and my voice doesn't give me away. But now we're going to spend our first night together as roommates. It will be like when we have sleepovers when we were kids. But it will be every night. We won't be in the same bedroom like those times though. I'll be in the big master bedroom and you'll be in the second bedroom. Then we switch halfway through the year. We keep doing that as long as we live here, which could be years. This was the fairest way to do things. So, first thing first. I suppose we should be getting the sex out of the way. Sex. You have heard of it, right? In case you forgot, we had sex at class together. The way I see it, we got a few weeks or months as roommates before things start getting awkward between us, mostly because of you. I've seen you looking at those other girls around campus. At some point in the future here, you're going to realize that I am a girl too. Maybe it's when you accidentally walk in on me in the shower one day, or I don't realize my bedroom door is open a little bit while I'm changing. Then the sexual tension starts to build and slowly starts to get in the way of school and our friendship. I'd be oblivious to it at first, but you'd wear me down with your stupid puppy dog eyes and just by being so easily available. We'd end up having sex at some point or another, which would reset all that tension. Then things could go back to normal. So, let's just skip all those months of growing weirdness at the beginning and go straight to the sex. Then we can order some pizza, finish unpacking the rest of the stuff, and then call it a night. Doesn't that sound like a plan? No, having sex won't make things weird between us. I just explained how not having sex will be what makes things weird. It will mean weeks and months of growing tension between us that will manifest itself in us snapping at each other and arguing over stupid stuff. Don't you watch TV at all? But I can understand your hesitation. You're still thinking of me purely as a friend and not as a woman. We've known each other for a long time, long before I had breasts or other curves. In all that time, I've never really acted like a girl all that much. I didn't expect that change anytime soon either. But I am a girl. You just need a little help to accept that. Maybe a little visual aid, like if I took off my shirt. Oh, look, tits, girl tits even. And now I've done it. I started the process by which the sexual tension starts. There's no going back now. Which is why I'm going to remove these shorts. You'd think my legs would have been enough to convince you I was a girl. Maybe thigh or something with a heel? Well, actually, I'd most likely fall and break my neck. But now, standing here in just some panties, hopefully you can tell this isn't a boy's ass. Or, and this is literally the best part, if I take these panties off, hopefully you can tell this isn't a boy's pussy. Well, at this point, I think it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to fuck. Even if you somehow turn me down now, you aren't going to get the image of my body out of your head. We'll end up doing it sooner or later. As I said before, it's better if it's sooner. There's so much less hassle that way. I don't have to lie awake at night hearing you masturbating, knowing damn well that I'm the one you're masturbating to. So we fuck now, as kind of an icebreaker. Then maybe we fuck again every few weeks just to keep the tension under control. So, are you going to bang this tomboy? I mean, look at me. I've got short hair, but other than that, I'm all curl. What kind of a man doesn't want to fuck a girl that looks a little bit like a guy? Maybe your brain is still trying to process the breast and pussy after thinking of me as just one of the guys all this time. But here, give me your hand. That, my friend, is a breast. A pretty nice one, too. Nice and soft, don't you think? Hey, you want to suck on one of my nipples? Sure you do. Here you go. That will help convince you. And if that doesn't work, moving that hand of yours down between my legs might help. See? That's my bush. I trimmed it a little for the special occasion. If I move my hands farther down, then there's my pussy. You may remember all this from that sex ed class. Like this part, my favorite part, and possibly soon to be yours. This is my clitoris. Just rub it nice and slow, but keep sucking on that nipples. Yeah. Oh, that's good. You did a better job of doing it now that you did on that one test. And you're doing a pretty good job of making me wet. Wet enough where I could possibly easily get one of your fingers into me. Should we see? Oh, yeah. Just slide right in. Now move it in and out a little. But use your thumb to keep rubbing my clitoris. That's it. I'll have it trained in no time. Now put another finger inside of me. Oh, good. Very good. Now move them both in and out. Oh, you're making me ridiculously wet now. Here, pry your lips off my nipple. Then pull your fingers out of me. My God. See how they're just dripping with my juices? Keep them here. I'll lick them clean for you. Oh, does that turn you on? Do you like a girl enjoying her own taste? Or is it the feel of my mouth sucking your fingers? Do you maybe have something else you'd like me to suck? Something that's been getting big and hard this entire time? yeah. Let me just kneel in front of you and pull the shorts down. Doing sexy stuff with me doesn't seem so weird now, does it? Let me just size up this big bad cock you have. I'll wrap these hands around this shaft while my other hand goes between my legs. My fingers aren't as big as yours, so I'll need to use three for the same effect. Then I just have to keep fingering myself while I slowly go down on your cock. God, you're so hard. And so big. I never thought I'd say this, but my mouth needs to be bigger. I'll make it work though. There must have been some tension between us already for you to get this aroused this fast. If I wouldn't have pushed us into this, you'd just have been thinking of my tomboy body all day and night. My goal is to get your cock as wet as my pussy is. But I don't think I have enough speed to make that happen. Because I'm so wet right now. But I think there's enough wetness between the two of us to make fucking easier and that much more fun. Okay, I'm going to stop sucking your cock. Right. About now. Don't look so disappointed. You like this next part? I lie down on the floor here, and we can do it right here in the living room. Then no one's bed gets messed up right after we made them, for what would probably be the only time in months. Plus, when we're watching TV or gaming, I can point at this spot of carpeting and say, "Remember when you fucked my brains out there?" It would be kind of our in-joke. But this is no joke. I need you on top of me. And in me, Rumi. That's the way this tension-busting thing works. If you stop now, especially with just a blowjob, that would make things worse. You'd be craving my pussy. And not having it would drive you nuts. And trust me, my pussy is pretty sweet, tight, and wet, and very receptive to things being stuck in it right now. So I'll let you have it then now, and get that potential frustration behind us. Now come on, show me that you're better than the grade you got in sex ed class. Call it an extra credit if you want, or just calling it banging your tomboy friend. I don't care. Just get on top of me. We'll figure out the rest. Good. Now the next part is, whoa, dude. Were you trying to kiss me? This isn't that kind of relationship. I'm not the romantic type. I'm the banging on the floor type. Let's not complicate this with something that might lead to love. That is what would mess up our living arrangements, not sex. If you're looking to touch two body parts together, stop focusing on our lips and push that cock against my pussy. Oh, bingo. Right on target. Oh, let me move my legs farther apart for you. Maybe you can feel my pussy open up a little for the head of your cock. Dude, that was totally your cue. Start cramming that bad boy into this bad girl. Oh, good. You're starting to go in. Oh, you're in enough now to make it easy just to slide the rest of the way. So go for it, lover boy. Fuck yeah. We're totally doing it, bro. Isn't my pussy everything I promised it would be? But to really get the most enjoyment out of it, you're gonna need smooth some. And by some, I mean a hell of a lot. Yeah, that's a good start. You already know I'm not fragile. Even if that part is softer than most of me. But I'm so wet. And both of our fingers already got me pretty ready for your cock. Fuck. But your cock is much bigger than these fingers. Not that I'm complaining. Quite the opposite, really. In fact, I'm ready for more. Fuck me harder. Oh, fuck. Fuck my tomboy pussy harder. Deeper. And all kinds of other fun adjectives. I'm just going to get louder and louder until we risk getting our first nice violation on our very first day. But I don't care. Fuck. And I don't think you do either. I'm all right. Fuck. Sorry about your back. Just be thankful I don't have curly fingernails, or you'll really have some scratches. Here, let me wrap my fingers in your hair instead. You've got longer hair than me, dude. But I kinda like it. Oh, fuck. Just like, I kinda like your cock. Oh. Well, really love, actually. But it's okay to say I love your cock. Oh, it's not like the same as being in love with you. Or it's okay to say I'm in love with the idea of you. Busting a lot of baby makers into me. Relax, I'm on birth control, dude. Like either of us needs that complication right now. Babies are worse than love for messing up people's lives, especially in college. So don't worry about stuff like that. Focus on pouring as much cum into me as you can. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. Hurry up, and are you going to miss a ride on the old train, dude? Oh, fuck. Never mind. There you are. Ramming that cock into me. Fuck. It's hot. Delicious eruption of cum. Targets into my womb. I can't resist them. I'm coming. All that tension is gone now. We can go back to just being roommates and best friends without wondering what screwing the other would be like. Aren't you glad we got that out of the way? Now I'm thinking I'll shower for me while you order pizza, then pay for the pizza, and then watch me eat most of the pizza. Because apparently, fucking you makes me really, really hungry afterward. So buy 2 pizza if you want any. Oh, and I did let you fuck me. You could buy me some wings and dessert pizza too. Sure, it would be expensive, but girlfriends aren't cheap, you know. Yes, girlfriend. It's easier to say than friends with benefits or fuck buddies. I'm your girl, and I'm a friend, and occasionally fuck, but never kiss, unless I'm drunk of something. I think under those circumstances, you're more likely to get anal than kissing, which is to say, not at all likely. If you do play your cards right, though, I know that it might be natural for you to develop feelings for me. What with all the sex and stuff? So maybe if I do some girlfriend experience stuff with you, that will keep those thoughts down. Just like the screwing will keep the sexual tension down. I guess it's okay to kiss you if it's part of some kind of roleplay. So yeah, that sounds like a plan. Maybe we could do a dry run of the girlfriend experience thing tonight. After we've eaten and finished unpacking. Maybe with a safe word, just in case it gets too out of control with the lovey-dovey emotional stuff. We'll figure out the details later. One thing is for sure though, this is going to be one hell of a year together as roommates. Well, at least as long as neither of us screw it up by falling in love with each other. By which, I mean you. Because I'm one stone-cold bitch. It's just my pussy that's soft and warm. No guy can melt this heart. But since I know how competitive you are, you're more than welcome to try. In fact, let's make a bet out of it. The first one to make the other one fall in love with them wins. If I win, I keep the master bedroom as long as we live here. If you win, then you get the big bedroom. And if we tie, well, then I guess we end up sharing it.